Yep, Larry Nance Jr., his first game at the Q as a Cavalier, and what a moment for him tonight to take that floor. And, we're happy to have his dad with us here. Remember him? Larry Nance Sr. Larry, how are you, man?
Well, it's hard for me to talk because I'm smiling so much, but, it's just good to see my son here, and his mom is really happy, so everything is great.
Yeah, Larry, so many people are happy for you. I know when you got the news of the trade, and I know you keeping tabs of the Cavs, things were so bleak and looked for this team. Then all of a sudden, all the excitement on the trade deadline day, and when you got the word that Larry was going to play here, what went through your mind, you and Janie?
Well, it was the first thing. He said, "Dad, I'm coming to Cleveland, and it'll be out in about a minute." And the first thing, I let him go, and I was so happy, and the first thing I tried to do was call here and see if he could have number 22, because that was really important to me that he has that number, and he's getting it, and we were just thrilled. And then my phone blew up, everybody texting me like crazy, and, it's all great.
So just to kind of go through that, so you get the call, he's coming here, you called the Cavs.
Right away.
Said, hey, I'd like him to wear number 22.
Whatever you have to do, just if he can get 22. Then he was respecting me and didn't want to, take it down or wear it because it was retired. And I had to straighten him out. I am the dad.
You're still the dad. Well, today he made the announcement, so it'll happen in the next few games. They've got to get, and they're rather than wait till next year, because there was some talk about waiting, but they're going to expedite it now.
Yeah, I had talked to him about, okay, all right, I'll leave you alone for right now, but this summer we're going to have some serious talks about you having 22, and somehow they worked it out now, and I am just thrilled.
Larry, it's just, it is so cool. I mean, the chances of all this happening, in your wildest dreams as he was growing up, and then when you realized he could play in the NBA, the thought of him ever being a Cavalier.
Well, just realizing he could play in the NBA came so late, and, so the goal of just being in the NBA is great, something to accomplish, and then you top it by coming here. Just, man, I have a great life. Me and Janie do. We were really blessed to be able to watch my son play here and enjoy him.
Now, he said the toughest thing for him coming home, though, is that mom keeps saying, well, you can stay here.
Yeah, mom is tough. She got she got the basement ready and his room ready, so he can have, I bet she would move out of our room to give it to him. But, he's a grown man now, and they have a fiance, and so they're going to try to find a house. They're looking right now to try to find something to rent.
And Larry, that he's here now, and you look at this team, all the moves that have been made to play with LeBron James. Your thoughts about the team now that he is a member of?
It's very exciting. I thought, number one, to talk about Larry, I think he could play for any team in the league. He's going to work hard and do all the dirty work stuff, and he understands the game really well. And now he's playing with the greatest player in the league, and it's a lot of fun to him, and this team is very exciting, and I'm excited to see what happens.
I did have to ask you, though, and I know you're kind of we know you, Larry, you're one of us here in Northeast Ohio, but for the All-Star weekend, all that glitz and stuff out there, but that had to be just an amazing night for you too, for that slam dunk contest.
Well, I told Larry, I said, well, I've been to 3 All-Star games, and I won a slam dunk contest. And I had more fun watching him than all of them. And he didn't win, but I was as proud of him, just like he did win. He really put a great show on and carried himself really well. So I'm just a proud dad. Not much more I can say about that.
When it showed him wearing the Phoenix uniform and his little throwback to you, his tribute to you, did you get a few tears with that one, Larry?
Well, I was standing there saying, "Don't you cry, don't you cry." I know how cameras are, and I know how they can get right up on you. So I fought them back, and thank goodness. But that was such a proud moment. I had some big goosebumps, though.
I'm sure you did. Larry, as you mentioned, he was a late bloomer. He went to Wyoming, and then he's a lot like you, Larry. Just he does the little things on the floor that you always did. You'd always help your teammates. Really, a lot of things. How much, growing up, have you shared with him, talked with him about the game and all of that?
Well, that's the bad thing about being around my house. It's not many things that I really know about. I think basketball is one of them that I love so much that we talk so much basketball all the time, and he'll have a game, and we talk after every game. And so basketball is just one thing that we spend a lot of time, and my little one do, and my daughter, and they all been very successful players, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah, your daughter, Casey Marie, and, of course, Pete's doing pretty well right now, too, right?
Pete's doing okay. Pete's got more talent than all of us. I mean, he's really can do a lot of things, and I can't think of nothing he can't do. And I'm looking forward to him finishing his high school year, and then he's going to Northwestern. And so I'm to see what happens next with him.
Life is good right now, huh, Larry?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to say. So I'm just living on cloud nine. So 2018 came, and all this positive stuff started happening, and I'm just loving it.
What a deserving family. Larry Sr., we thank you. Look forward to seeing 22 in the rafters and moving on the floor in a Cavs uniform. That's pretty good stuff.
I like it. That's perfect. I love it. We've been really blessed again, and can't wait.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.